brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Associated Press is reporting 197 million plus dosages of the experimental swine flu vaccine are ready for the American people. And the Daily Oklahoman is reporting 12,000 U.S. children to be swine flu vaccine guinea pigs. Of course, back in 1976, it broke out of a U.S. military base. Killed one person, so they inoculated millions of Americans. Thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths resulted. But I was thinking maybe later in the show today I could play part of that 60 minutes from the 1970s going over all the deaths and the people that were paralyzed. Because after all, that was 30-plus years ago, 33 years ago. Maybe people have forgotten. And if you just step back from this and go, a couple hundred deaths worldwide from this supposed flu, 37,000 on average die a year in the United States alone, 500,000 people die worldwide every year, it's estimated by the World Health Organization, die of the common flu, different varieties of it. Right at 500,000 every year, it's 400-something thousand. You can pull up the average if you want. The point is they say 37,000 in the U.S., right at 500,000 worldwide. Can you imagine what's going to happen in the fall and winter when the regular flu hits and tens of thousands die? And they've already run the headlines that hundreds of thousands of Americans, in fact, the headlines over 1 million Americans infected with the virus. Well, yeah, we're all infected every year with hundreds of different flu and cold bugs that don't do anything to us. I mean, this is a weak flu. But the establishment doesn't care. They are hyping it up like it is the end of the world. And hyping up in France and in England and in the Netherlands and all, China, and the United States and India and Africa and all these UN organizations saying we've got to vaccinate the poor and we've got to vaccinate girls especially. And we've got to, when this crew of eugenicists that run the World Health Organization have been caught over and over again adding different chemicals and hormones to vaccines to sterilize men and women alike. They've been caught on record. And the official United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, UN Law Policy 1992-1996, their Agenda 21, all of it states the goal of world government is population reduction. And then you have Dr. Peter Singer and Dr. Eric Pianka and Dr. Holdren and Dr. Ehrlich, on and on. Every major White House or congressional advisor in every case publish multiple books, including government above PhD level policy textbooks, agenda textbooks to carry out mass sterilization worldwide, and they want a world government so they can carry it out. That's what Endgame, my film, states 2 years ago. That's what mainstream news reports today. It is an incontrovertible fact. And so we have these eugenicists that are constantly killing foster children and black people and military veterans and troops and anybody they can get their hands on, homeless, in chemical, biological, and radiological tests. And now they want to force us to take something coming up in the fall and winter. This is a big issue. We're going to discuss that and a lot more. I'll tell you about all the big guests we've got lined up today on the other side of this break. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I am wound up. I am focused. I am angry. This is going to be one hell of a transmission. Keep it locked in.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are locked and loaded for a powerful 3-hour and 52-minute transmission spanning out before us. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a rising star, Congressman Louie Gohmert, joining us coming up in the next hour. He loves George Washington, so do I. He has a great voting record. And it's not as perfect as Ron Paul's, but it's pretty darn close. And he also hails from Texas. Got to be proud of my home state. Got some rebels. After all, Texas was formed by the great Tennesseans and Kentuckians and Georgians and Alabamans, the true vanguard of the trailblazers, the pioneers. And we've got Congressman Louie Gohmert. Look, I'm waxing sentimental on Texas. Congressman Louie Gohmert will be joining us coming up in about 50 minutes. Bob Chapman, always for his Friday visit, will be popping in. And Dar Jamal, who writes for Counterpunch and a lot of other big publications, he is a very, very brave reporter who's been in Iraq. Lebanon, you name it. And he's been in Iraq lately. He'll give you a report from the ground. The troops are not pulling out. It's a totally staged maneuver. They're just ending the surge. They're pulling them out of the small police stations and barracks where Bush put them out there as sitting ducks 2.5 years ago and pulling them back into the armored green zones. So we'll have Dar Jamal on the transmission today. Totally jam-packed Friday show. I want to say great job to the crew. I want to tell Paul Hartman I like his Muhammad Ali shirt. I like that. Now, that's actually cool. You know, you sit here looking out the glass window at your producers and board ops and other special employees I have hired just to lose equipment. And, oh, I'm just joking around. I'm not talking about Hartman. I got a call from the crew in California. They're busy losing a camera, lose a phone, lose a this, lose a that. It's literally, but you know what? It doesn't matter. We are a ragtag band. We do the best job we can. There's my wife, and you look lovely, my dear. You know what? I was in such a bad mood before I went on air that I'm just trying to be friendly and nice right now. I'm actually more and more in those moods where I want to go absolutely ape. And that's probably because I'm working out again. That's probably what it is. And I'm now remembering why I would sedate myself with large steaming plates of food. Because you eat a big old plate of food, maybe drink a few Dos Equis, and you don't feel like tearing people's heads off. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we have an important radio show lined up for you today. We have Luke Radowski and Stuart Howell from We Are Change joining us first today before the congressman and Bob Chapman and Dar Jamal pop in. And you talk about leadership, you talk about taking action, you talk about getting involved, you talk about being on the front line. Not that any of the attacks on these guys are effective, but it is that they're being attacked by the mainstream media, alternative media, COINTELPRO, shows you that they're doing the right thing. Remember last year, German Talis, the New York Post, Associated Press, and others reported, supposedly out of the nowhere, out of a dark alleyway, ran out like some type of 28 days later ghoul, zombie, and attacked a poor girl in a wheelchair savagely. Now, we had all the witnesses. The police would worked hard to not let the surveillance camera stuff be released. It was a Bush event, a Laura Bush event. Turned out the guy who attacked him with his daughter in the wheelchair was a Bush operative. So I told Mr. Talis, who was facing all these years in prison, do not plea bargain. Go to the mat. Fight as hard as you can. Listeners raised $5,000 or $6,000 to help him. That got him a decent lawyer. They threatened him, tried to get him to plea bargain. It went to jury, and he was found not guilty, and the New York Post had to retract it. Luke has been set up and arrested where security guards walk up at public events and tell him leave. They then, with police, hold him by the arms and say, you will not leave. You're now charged with trespassing. So Luke is finding that. And we've seen national media attacking him and others, and we've also seen operatives now attacking, saying, how dare listeners of my show, you're the main ones, give him $4,500 to try to get a lawyer to defeat that. Now, you notice who they're going after. It's wherever Luke is they're going after, because they see him as the leader. Of course, the big secret to all this, and we're going to Luke and Stuart in a moment, the big secret to all of this is that Luke is not the leader except in spirit, just like I'm not a leader except in spirit, except in symbol, in emblem. It's emblematic. It's a totem, a logo, a symbol, a signet, a standard. And the symbol is courage. Having the police come up and say, we're going to plant bombs on you on video, so corrupt they say, we're going to plant bombs on video, we're going to put you in prison for terrorism even though you're not a terrorist, stop having your First Amendment, stop protesting outside Silverstein's offices on a city sidewalk, even with permits. And they grabbed his camera and said, this is a gun. Police in uniform said, this is a gun, we're going to charge. It's all in Truth Rising. And the reason We Are Change is so successful is it's an idea. There is no leadership. Constantly, I'm at dinner with media and people, And they say, we know you really run We Are Change. We know you're directing all these young people. Well, I want to tell the CIA and everybody else, and you should know this because you surveil us, this is leaderless, this is an idea. And as they say in V for Vendetta, paraphrasing other historical quotes, this body, this flesh and blood can die, it can be defeated, but ideas are bulletproof. And if you're willing to carry the ball for liberty and freedom and have the courage, I love the Texas Rangers credo. A man in the wrong can't stand up, can't defeat a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And so, that's why they've arrested members of We Are Change LA for no reason on video for protesting peacefully. And then they had to go to court and beat it. But the good news is there's InfoWars groups, there's Liberty Committee, Liberty groups through Ron Paul. There are We Are Change groups, 9/11 Truth groups, and countless other groups forming. They can't get us all. It's like 10,000 X-Wings going in against the Death Star instead of just 30. So launch your X-Wing, folks. Get up into the sky. Get out there on the raceway. Take action against the enemy. And win the race, folks. Get the green flag. Get the checkered flag. Because I'm trying to use a race car analogy because Stuart Howell's done some race car driving and race car training. Stuart Howell's with LA We Are Change. Luke Radowski, founder of the New York We Are Change. I saw him with New York We Are Change. I didn't want to bash at the time, but they kind of had their UN connections and things. And he wanted to confront the CFR, talk about the New World Order, make it more than just Bush. They kicked him out of the group. And I said, son, because he was like 19 years old at the time, I said, you need to just go out and be a leader and start another group. And he thought up the great name We Are Change before Obama even did, from a Gandhi quote. And look at the success they've had. And so, yes, they're going to be attacked by the national media. They're going to have people come out of dark hallways with a girl in a wheelchair and ram them into them screaming, don't attack her, don't attack her. But the truth came out in the end. And this stuff is going to happen. But We Are Change, I don't know, according to Rockefeller, 35 of them, swarmed the Capitol. They gave out to a whole bunch of members of Congress, DVDs, different films, thermite reports, peer-reviewed journals. Explosives in the buildings. They confronted Jay Rockefeller, really becoming the heir apparent to David right now, one of the most powerful men in the world. They did a stellar out-of-the-park job, and all of us can emulate them. I've even been sent emails saying, oh, the Jay Rockefeller thing's fake. Definitely COINTELPRO. It's like I was sent some email of a guy saying, when George Bush had me arrested, that was fake because the video camera zooms in on me. Yeah, it's my video camera. They then assault my cameraman. We put that text on the screen. This is the type of mental illness in COINTELPRO going on. My only issue is you can go out and confront politicians for yourself and discover it's real. And the enemy is afraid you're going to discover there are real heroes and that it's you looking in the mirror, and that all of us can take action and go take over city council meetings and Senate meetings and House meetings and gubernatorial meetings, and that we can take control of the media by going to the press conferences and speeches, and we can do it peacefully, and that the buzz we've created is spreading exponentially. And they may put a couple bullets in my ass or even Luke's, but let me tell you something. You take that as a word of encouragement and you intensify the actions against the enemy peacefully, because we're going to win this thing and bring these bankers to justice. Now everybody's waking up to the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order, and the drums are being beat everywhere to audit them and to arrest them. And you heard Ron Paul's son call for their investigation and arrest yesterday. We're getting our fighting spirit, the spirit of 1776 back, and we're going to bring down the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. So all the government operatives and all the whisper campaigns and all the disinformation agents, we are leading by example. We are taking action, and it doesn't mean we're perfect. It doesn't mean we have all the answers, and it doesn't mean that we go out there and ask all the right questions or do it perfectly. But we got guts, and guts is enough, and we're taking action, and we're never going to stop. And I ask that God be with us and lead, guide, and direct us. Now, we come back. Stuart Howe. Luke Radowski confronting Jay Rockefeller with other great We Are Changers. Incredible video going viral right now on the web at wearechange.org, wearechangela.org, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. The story Kurt Nemo wrote about it is mega viral. We'll be right back on the other side with these two great patriots in the spirit of 1776.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, let's go to Luke Radowski and Stuart Howe. Every week, L.A., We Are Change, New York, We Are Change is confronting global leaders, but We Are Change worldwide is doing the same thing, from Japan to Ireland, from Canada to Mexico. Luke and Stuart, I want to salute both of you.
Alex, it's an honor to be on with you guys. Good work.
Thank you so much, man. It's about the leaderless resistance.
Well, that's what makes it so powerful, is it's the idea, and I didn't mean to make you sit on hold while I while I commended you guys. But again, the enemy is really trying to tear us down right now because they're afraid others will emulate and become active. Folks, you can just write us off and say we're the worst people since Beelzebub, but don't let that keep you from taking action against the New World Order. That's the last thing they want you to do, is to believe there are real people out there engaged in resistance. There are. Look in the mirror. Luke, tell us about the great victories, and then I want to come back in the next segment, get into confronting Jay Rockefeller with you and Stuart, but the big victories in a nutshell that you've been having, and then Stuart out in L.A., We Are Change.
We've been confronting politicians left and right. Right now we're going through a couple, you know, cases. I had my court case Monday with the whole Mayor Bloomberg arrest case. We're doing big events for 9/11 this year. We're doing a lot of major things right now here in New York City. We're trying to get everybody activated, motivated, and that Rockefeller video shows you how much power we have as citizens with a camera to expose tyranny and make these powerful men run away like cowards they are. And that's exactly what it's about, motivating other people to take action and do what they want. These people are not as powerful as they seem. We are more powerful than they are.
And here is the key, and I want to get your take on this and then Stewart's. They want us focusing on Barack Obama. They're already starting to tear him down, show that he's a liar, to further demoralize everybody so they can bring in the next right-wing fake puppet instead of their new left-wing puppet that they're currently using. They don't like us going to the Rothschilds and Rockefellers' houses. They don't like you going to their Senate office building and confronting them with powerful info. They don't like it that we're now shifting things off the diversion, the projected movie screen, the hologram, that is the mainline puppets, to the real power structure. And now, with Ron Paul and you guys and everybody else, we've made it about the private Federal Reserve. We've made it about the actual enemy that's conquered our country in 1913. Stuart, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's a wild ride, Alex. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, what is it like to see this type of effect happening? And tell us real fast some of the victories you guys have been having in Los Angeles, We Are Change.
Oh, man, we're out there every chance we get, whether it's a march and passing out information and freeway bannering. Katie and Bruno and the rest of the crew, Jeremy, are doing a great job working actually with law enforcement and Oath Keepers. I mean, we're trying to be active on every front we can because we're seeing a tipping point where the misdirection, you know, the hoax is breaking down and there's cracks in the walls. And, you know, we're just stepping up as best as we can, being flawed individuals, to just have at it, you know?
Well, you said it, the tipping point. I mean, it's so asinine to have offshore banks who publicly created the banking crisis, stealing $23.7 trillion in 9.5 months. I mean, it's obvious. It's obviously tyranny. It's obviously tyranny when TSA is searching three-year-olds, backpacks. I mean, it's baloney. Stuart, who are some of the folks? Go ahead.
Yeah, they're stepping out of the shadows, and this is when they're most exposed. You know, the shadow government is, the hubris is insane, and, you know, they think they can just step out and show up in public, and it's just not the case. And I hope that the way I was inspired by Luke and Cynthia McKinney and you and the other change chapters, I'm hoping that'll grab on because we've got to expose these tools, you know, the misdirection. And the hoax, it's pretty plain to see once you break the mindset and somebody's willing to look at it.
Well, we also continue to beat them when they try to set us up, which is a real blessing from God and a blessing with the supporters out there. But I want to come back and get into the operation you guys, change groups all over the country, real change, not counterfeit Obamanoid change, are engaging in at the Capitol. Luke, start telling us about what happened with giving out the peer-reviewed journals to the members of Congress about the explosives in the towers.
I mean, we literally reached out to almost 20 representatives, congressmen, senators, and I think the most interesting one was Senator Schumer of New York, where me and Stuart got him 2 days in a row. The second day, he literally called the police for just asking him a question peacefully, and the police detained us for 1 hour. And Schumer even came along when the police were detaining us, pointing his fingers at us. It was like, yeah, those are the people that, kept asking me questions and whatever it was. And they literally detained us for 1 hour, me and Stuart, for peacefully giving evidence of explosives found at Ground Zero, documented evidence to our representatives. And we told them, we put them on record, we served them with papers saying if they don't do nothing about this, they're guilty as well. They're guilty.
Stay there. Stay there, Luke. Stay there, Stuart. We'll do 10 more minutes with you on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas joining us in the next hour. Bob Chapman, Dar Jamal, and others coming up as well. All right, going back to Stuart Rhodes, We Are Change L.A., to, of course, Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change. You cannot repeat this enough. This is what the establishment's afraid of, is the people actually going out, going to congressmen and senators' houses, going to their government buildings, going to their meet-and-greet public events, asking them real questions. And if all of you listening just go out once a month and do something like this, go to a city council meeting, go to a speech the senator's giving, get up and ask a serious question, we are already the majority. We just have to show it, and then the illusion will be shattered, and everybody out there who feels like they're by themselves will now realize that we're the majority, and the New World Order will come crashing down in a big way. Okay, Luke Radowski, going back to you. Tell folks what happened with Jay Rockefeller, and then I want to get Stuart Howell's take on this. But let's start at the beginning. In a nutshell, this Operation Congress, this going there, serving them, putting them on notice with peer-reviewed journals, both from Europe and the U.S., showing how the globalists blew up the towers.
they really did not like that at all. And we put them on record. They knew that we had about 8 video cameras there, that everything would be videotaped, everything would be on YouTube, and that them getting the evidence in their hands, that's going to be on record, and that they're going to have to do something about this. Jay Rockefeller, Stewart, did an excellent job asking him a question during the press conference. And then Senator Jay Rockefeller mentioned something about 30 people outside Schumer's office that we didn't even know nothing about. And he said he wouldn't answer the question, and he ran away snickingly. And then Katie said, "Wait, I want to know about the Bilderberg Group." And he said, "Well, no, different. We can't talk about it right now." And when Katie asked, "When can we talk about it?" he just, snapped back, saying, "No, you can't." And he ran away. And when he ran away, I mean, he just implicated himself, and that's why we just filed him and asked him more questions politely about his family starting the modern eugenics movement. And that's when he said he has to walk faster. And that just shows you what kind of cowards these men really are. When you
and by the way, if you go to Encyclopedia Britannica or buy any mainstream best-selling history book on eugenics, it says that in around 1900, John D. the First literally funded worldwide eugenics and created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute on Eugenics, the big one in England, the big one in Ireland, the big one in Berlin. He set up the Cold Springs Harbor. I mean, they set up Margaret Sanger, everything, cancer viruses and vaccines. They discovered that in the 20s, set up the cancer hospitals and spread it in the vaccines. I mean, this is the most diabolical family. If there's a first family of, say, Satan, I would have to say it's not even Rothschild, though they fund a lot of this stuff. It's got to be Rockefeller. I know Rothschild's got more money, but, I mean, Rockefellers, every time you turn over a rock, it's them. Go ahead.
I mean, they have so much influence, and that's why it's so important to go after the true source of power, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, but the real powers behind the scenes, and that's the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, these huge banking families that have established modern eugenics and that Hitler even adored and looked up to. And when, asking him, I didn't let up. I politely asked him a question. I was really nice to him, but his attitude just shows how much he has to hide. He ran away. And he said that I should run for Congress because I have balls or whatever it was. That's not even that important. Like, his testimony of him not even trying to answer the question, looking guilty, running away as fast as he could, hobble on off, shows you how much power we have as individuals to make these powerful people run away from us and look guilty just by asking them a simple question. And that's what I encourage everybody to do in their local cities, in their local towns. Go out there, get active, and ask these people real questions.
Just in a nutshell, Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change Worldwide, how did this idea form to go deliver these to members of Congress? How many were you able to visit, and what was it like?
I mean, that was a great idea by We Are Change LA with Stewart, Jeremy, Katie, and Bruno. They thought up of this idea. They printed out all these documents, and we literally spent 3-4 days going to offices and running into all these senators and congressmen on the floor over there. And it was
which other citizens could do. I mean, instead of just calling them or emailing them, people need to make trips to these bastards before they totally shut the Capitol down and get them by the hand and say, "Listen, you little bastard, we're not asking, we're telling you, stop destroying America."
I wish I lived in D.C. because anybody could go on to, the congressional offices, the Senate offices, and just walk up and talk to these people with a camera. It's legal. Anybody could do it. I wish I lived down there because I would have been in front of people every single day. And that's what's so amazing and beautiful about what we can do as individual citizens, speaking truth to power and exposing, shedding light on the real darkness in our government and all the corruption that's going on right now. And that's why it's so critically important for people to stand up and be the change that they want to see in this world.
Well, Luke, there's definitely no doubt that you and others with this spirit of liberty and just taking action. Now, the globalists call it change agents because they send out their people in the community that are bought and paid for trying to manipulate things. They know the powers at the grassroots. We are the real change agents, the organic change agents for liberty and freedom. And there's no excuses, even if folks can't go to D.C. Your senators, your House members, they all, dozens and dozens of times a year, go to public events at grocery stores and libraries and old folks' homes and public schools and colleges. Get up off your butts, America. Get in there. Go ahead.
it's easy. Anybody could do this. And even, you know, this year during our 9/11 events, we're going to be teaching, we're going to have learning seminars on how to be an activist journalist, how to be a real citizen, how to go out there and be effective in the political process by going out there asking real questions. So we're going to be out there, and we're going to be doing huge events again this year in New York City on 9/11, and we hope everybody could come out.
What else happened? I mean, any other tidbits we should be made aware of?
Senator Schumer called the cops on us. We have a congresswoman that supported our new investigation. That's on video. That's on the videos that Bruno put out on We Are Change LA. We're out there. I mean, the videos of us confronting these politicians is amazing. And you see the reaction of them being put on record, served documents that they could be held liable for if they don't do anything about. And that's the real power. It's not about calling or emailing them, because they will ignore your calls and emails. You have to go up in person, face-to-face with them, and talk to them one-on-one and make them understand that we're not going to back down and they're going to be...
Well, I agree with you. But I mean, I agree with you, but it's more like when you call or email, it's like a gnat. But when you go and get them by the hand and look them in the eyes and give them documents, it's like an elephant gun in the info war. Let's go to Stuart Howell, one of the founders of LA We Are Change. Stuart, great to have you on with us. In a nutshell, what was it like to launch this event? How many members of Congress did you reach?
Well over a dozen. And I got to say, you know, this couldn't have been done without the great work of these scientists who put together this very strong paper, and Ms. Malloy, who helped us to get there. So, you know, we had a really strong package, and, you know, we went about getting it into the hands of everybody we could. And I got to tell you, I hope the Norman Mineta segment gets in the third film that Bruno's working on, because this man was so thankful. I mean, the way he shook our hands and lit up, you know, when we thanked him for his service and his testimony about Cheney's de facto stand down orders, you know, it warmed the heart. And the way Sheila Jackson Lee responded, and Maxine Waters, and there is support. I think there's a...
Yeah, I would be happy to stick this in the new Obama film, but I've only got about 2 weeks for any final footage, because I'm going to be done with it about the next month and a half or less. So any footage you guys want, I will make a section in there. The Rockefeller was perfect because I'm already doing a little eugenics section, more than a little eugenics section. But, yes, I would like to show... Put some 9/11 truth in this one. We didn't put as much of that in the first Obama, because that was about shattering the left-right paradigm. But, yes, this Obama film is probably going to be the biggest film I've ever made. So any We Are Change has footage. I can't guarantee I'll end up using it, but just get it to me now, Stuart.
Yeah, you got it. I'll get with Bruno on that. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, it was amazing back there. It was amazing, you know, to have the team we had, to have Heidi, who came down from Maryland Change, and you know, Miss Malloy, Jasper and Sasha, of course, Katie and Bruno, you know, I got to tell you, these guys all just look like, you know, crooked old white guys in suits. But Luke and especially, you know, Bruno and Jeremy knew who they were. And we just had like every 10 minutes, there's this guy, there's that guy. And
yeah, let's be specific, though, because, I mean, I'm going from memory. You guys delivered a whole bunch more packets to congressmen's offices. You just ran into a dozen or more and physically gave it to them? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's probably 20 or more, and we do have a list. We're working on the follow-up, you know, and we're going to do everything we can with the list. But we were as effective as we could be over 3 or 4 days. And
how many packets, you know, did you hand out total?
I would say probably between 20 and 25.
Okay.
And some of them were addressed to Congressman Senator, or some of them were addressed to dear defender of the Constitution.
You know what? I got an idea, Stuart. You guys could put a copy of the report you sent up at We Are Change LA or WeAreChange.org, and everybody could get it and mail it and send it registered to every member of Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, it's
until
up.
They're
it's up.
Until they're knee deep. Oh, so it is up.
It's up, Bruno, and everybody. Jeremy Katie did a great job. All the documents are linked from the YouTube page on the sidebar. Maybe not from the Rockefeller video, but from the D.C. event day one and two. They're linked, and it's, you know, it's ready to go. All you got to do is print them out and have at it. One thing I would say, Alex, is, you know, for people to get out there, but bring cameras. Bring a camera to film the camera person, because what happened to Talis, you know, was avoidable. If there would have been a few people filming the people doing the filming, I mean, let's try to, you know, be smart and heads up.
That's right.
What
we are, We Are Change LA has been charged and arrested before, but it's been dropped, correct? Because you guys did have video. I mean, our weapon is video. Never work in groups of smaller than three. Cameras are like $200 now for decent cameras. Everybody needs a video camera. It's good to have a hidden pin camera like the Diginet.net folks have as a backup, because you will catch the cops doing unbelievably evil things once they grab your cameras. You can have that hidden camera still rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to say that we had some support from the police there. You know, we were detained, I guess, because of pressure from, you know, from Schumer and who else. But we also felt that there was a good bit of support for us, even though it wasn't.
No, I want to be clear. A lot of police are waking up. They sent us a lot of documents, but they're still bad ones, like the ones that knew that, German Talis had been attacked and it was a setup. Now, the Secret Service did testify it was a lie. They wouldn't ruin their career to lie for the NYPD, but the NYPD did lie in that setup, a very criminal group on average, so you can't deny that. Well, listen, Luke and Stuart Howe, we're going to have you both up in the next few weeks as we build towards the 9/11 anniversary. A lot of big stuff in the works. Men, I just want to commend you. Everybody's praying for you. God bless.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, brother. We're going to keep it up.
You bet. Luke, I want to have you and Stuart back up. I just got a guest coming up next week to really get into the look on Rockefeller's face, how he said you got a lot of balls, you ought to run for Congress. It was just incredible.
Thank you. Sure it was, and that's exactly what this country was founded on. Then we have to do this even more.
You bet. God bless you. God bless you. Good to have both of you on with us. There they go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Now, for the next 6-7 minutes, we are joined by Tyler Palmer from Ecola Blue. And the reason I wanted to get him up before I come back in the next segment into news, another guest, a congressman coming up, is because they've got a new, even better unit, their base unit, new and improved, and a special discount for listeners today. This is an atmospheric water generator. I have one in my office, one in my home. I got one out there by the treadmill in the garage. If you have higher humidity in the garage, it just fills up every day, 7.5 gallons, and they have an even better deal out now. This is the unit. This is the system to get. And the website is ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. And it is just absolutely great to have Tyler Palmer on, the inventor and head of the company. Tyler, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on again. It's great to be here and to kick off our new EcoBlue 28 with a 20% off discount for Alex Jones listeners.
Tell folks about the EcoBlue 28.
Well, it's the new version has a stainless steel lower tank. So what happens is this machine takes the atmospheric, the water that's in the atmosphere, and condenses that humidity, stores it in a lower storage tank, and then pumps it through a reverse osmosis system and three granular activated carbon filters, in addition to having a UV light, which we added into the lower storage tank now. There are two UV lights up top in the chilling tank. It chills the water and has a hot water tank. So it's sort of a state-of-the-art system, completely doable off-grid and cutting your bills for municipal and bottled water really to very low levels.
Now, explain to people that don't understand that in the first 30,000 feet of the atmosphere, there's over 10 feet of water. That's what shields us mainly from solar radiation, that and the magnetic field of the planet. I know the media will say it's a conspiracy theory. We're not on the planet, but there is a magnetic field. There is an atmosphere. There is water in the air.
Right.
Explain to people how this grabs the water out of the air and then purifies it.
Well, it has a... I don't know if people have noticed, especially in the summer on a hot day, you'll see beads of water appearing on the outside of a cold drink. Sometimes you'll need a coaster because it'll leave a ring on a wooden table. And that's essentially what the machine is doing. It has a cold surface, and it sucks the atmospheric air into the machine. The moisture in that air condenses onto that cold surface like morning dew, literally. As it grows bigger and bigger, the droplets, and then they eventually gravity pulls them down to this lower tank. enough water in that lower tank, it's then pumped through to the filtration system. When it's done with the filtration system, it's stored in a separate tank, which is about 2.5 gallon tank that can chill the water from 39 degrees Fahrenheit to about 54 degrees Fahrenheit. So you can set the range in there. And then there's an even smaller hot water tank below that, and that is about 0.5 gallon. And you can dial in the temperature from about 157 degrees Fahrenheit to 199 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, I want to get this special out before we break and come back for one more minute on the other side. The Color Blue special today, only for my listeners. Get three of my DVDs, Endgame, Obama Deception, and Terror Storm, free and 20% off, which is a huge savings on the new Color Blue 28 model, which we just got a new one in the office. Is much improved, better filtering, stainless steel, bottom tank, and more, much higher quality construction. I thought the other units we have are great and used, but this is a Rolls Royce of that for an even lower price. Can't beat that. AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue.com. Links up on InfoWars.com. We'll give you the toll-free number when we get back. Stay with us.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Blue.com. Tyler, a lot of folks want to get this 20% off on that unit. You got a bunch of other great units. Folks should find out more at ColaBlue.com. How long does this deal run? And give folks the toll-free number.
do have industrial units that go up to about 5,000 liters per day, but those are tailor-made for everyone's specific application. The minimum size on that is 200 liters per day. To get the special, you need to go to our website, www.ecoloblue.com, and put in the promo code Alex Jones, one word, or call 800-691-6043. And this special lasts until Monday night, the 27th of July.
So this is running until next Monday.
Yeah.
For folks that want to be able to get that.
Yes, we've never given this big of a cut before on the machines in terms of a promotion, and we just are really excited about this, and we want people to take advantage of the machine and get energy and water independence. And as your intro song, Give Me Shelter, one of my favorite songs, by the way, everybody can have a little bit of shelter from, the fickle municipal rates and regulators.
Absolutely. Give folks that toll-free number again.
It's 800-691-6043. And one more time, 800-691-6043.
Well, that's a great deal. 20% off the unit and three DVDs, absolutely free. At ecoloblue.com with the product code or discount code Alex or?
Alex Jones, one word.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good hearing from you.
Thank you, Alex.
Appreciate you coming on. That runs till Monday evening, folks, so take advantage of it. Calling in the next 10 minutes is Congressman Louie Gohmert, who I'm a big fan of. In fact, I meant to get some great clips of him fighting the cap-and-trade legislation, fighting the gun-grabbing bills, and so much more. So we'll come back into the next hour as we start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for 3 hours of the four-hour show on this Friday. And we do have quite a few guests coming on today that I'll tell you about coming up in the next segment with Representative Louie Gohmert. And again, I'm looking forward to this interview. I got a lot of other news. They're saying they're going to have 12,000 U.S. school kids as guinea pigs for the experimental shot. I saw an AP headline, but I forgot to print it. Will you guys, it's 197 million or 198 million. Flu shots bought by U.S. government. That was the headline. I need that because I want to get to that after Gohmert leaves us in about 35 minutes from now. He's with us for a half hour. And no, we're not going to be talking about this big police diversion of some Harvard professor getting arrested and Obama calling police dumb and them calling him dumb and calling for an apology. All of that stuff is racial football issues, distractions. And the neighbors saw somebody go in a house. Might have been because he was black. And then they got there, and the guy went wild, and they arrested him. They'll arrest anybody for that nowadays. And I'm not saying it's right, but the whole thing is a political football issue. So I'm not going to cover it. I'm not going to talk about Michael Jackson either. I'm not going to talk about how to play tiddlywinks. I'm going to talk about the $23.7 trillion they've stolen from all of us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.